RTL Original Podcast.
Hey there, it's Stephen Stepslow, host of New Noise, Screen Time and Louder on Today Radio. And also your guide through Song 2, where we are still thumping tubs on whether or not the second flipping track is the best flipping one on any given flipping record. For this week's episode, we've gone a bit meta and staying on theme, where we've employed AI to try and take this argument to its natural, or rather artificial, conclusion. And before anyone screams out about the threat of Skynet taking over our track listing, I remind you that most of the songs you get, and the order in which you get them, are being pumped and parped out by the algorithm. Anyway, this pod has always been a subtle love letter to the albums and mixtapes of the world, and the range of answers we have had over our four seasons, and counting, just goes to show just how personal a thing it really is. The two questions we asked ChatGPT on our theme were, why is the second song on an album the best or most important? And which is the most important track on an album and why? So let's get into it. I will read the responses as churned out by the bots, but I won't do any strange voices. Why is the second song on an album the best or most important? The second song on an album often plays a crucial role in shaping the listener's experience. It can serve as a transition from the opening track, setting the tone for the rest of the album. This song might delve deeper into the themes introduced earlier, showcasing the artist's creativity and emotional depth. Additionally, it can highlight standout musical elements, be it a catchy hook, intricate instrumentation, or compelling lyrics. In many cases, it becomes a fan favorite, often because it balances familiarity with something fresh. Ultimately, the second song can be pivotal in solidifying the album's narrative and emotional journey. Nice one, ChatGPT. The second song on an album often holds significant importance for several reasons. Transition and flow, i.e. setting the tone. After the introductory track, which usually establishes a mood or theme, the second song often dives deeper. It can either build on that mood or introduce a new element, effectively setting the emotional landscape for the rest of the album. Pacing. It helps establish the album's pacing. A well-placed second track can either ramp up the energy or provide a moment of reflection, guiding the listener's experience. What about musical development? Well, complexity and depth are in these. The second track might showcase the artist's musical range more than the first. It can introduce more intricate melodies, harmonies, or arrangements that weren't present in the opener, giving listeners a taste of the album's overall musicality. Signature sound. Many artists use this spot to highlight their unique sound or style. This can make it a standout track that represents the essence of the album. Thematic exploration, such as deeper lyrical content. While the first song might set up the themes, the second often delves deeper into them. It can explore more complex emotions or stories, allowing the listener to connect on a more personal level. Foreshadowing. The themes introduced in the second track often resonate throughout the album, making it a critical piece in understanding the overall narrative. Fan engagement. Well, the second track has single potential. Many artists choose their second track as a lead single, knowing it has the potential to resonate with a wider audience. This track often encapsulates the album's spirit and is crafted to be catchy or memorable. Live performances. The second song frequently becomes a staple in live performances, energizing the crowd and solidifying its place in the fans' hearts. Artistic statements. Creative expression. The second song often reflects the artist's most profound ideas or feelings, making it a canvas for their creativity. This can create a lasting impression, setting the stage for the rest of the album. Innovation. Many artists use the second track to experiment with different sounds or styles, signaling their willingness to push boundaries and explore new territory. Cohesion and connectivity. linking elements. The second song often connects various elements introduced in the first track, as we have heard, creating a sense of cohesion. It might reference themes, motifs, or musical phrases that enhance the album's unity. Emotional arc. It contributes to the emotional arc of the album, often acting as a pivotal moment that leads to subsequent tracks, guiding the listener through a journey. In summary, the second song is often more than just a follow-up. It's a vital piece of the album that can define its character, deepen its narrative, and engage listeners in a meaningful way. This pivotal position allows it to leave a lasting impact, making it one of the most important tracks on the album. But what then of a contrary argument? So we put this into ChatGPT. Which is the most important track on an album and why? The most important track on an album can vary depending on the artist's intention, the album's concept, and listener interpretation. But several factors often highlight one track as particularly significant. Title track. Well, the core theme. If the album has a title track, it often encapsulates the main themes, ideas, or concepts that are explored throughout the entire work. This track acts as a centerpiece, guiding the listener's understanding of the album's narrative. And the lead single. It has a wide reach. The first single released from an album typically garners the most attention and serves as an introduction to the new material. It's often crafted to be catchy and representative of the album's overall sound, drawing in both fans and new listeners. Emotional climax. Well, the peak moment, the most impactful song, often serves as the emotional high point of the album. This track might evoke strong feelings, tying together the emotional journey that the album takes the listener on. Critical acclaim. Well, yep, recognition is important, and sometimes the most important track is the one that receives the most critical praise, influencing the album's legacy. This could be due to its lyrical depth, innovative sound, or cultural impact. We go back to cohesion and connectivity. Linking elements. A track that connects various themes or motifs within the album can be seen as crucial. It might bridge different ideas or sounds, enhancing the overall cohesiveness of the whole project. Artistic statement. Well, this has personal significance for the artist. The most important track might be one that expresses their personal journey or artistic evolution, showcasing their growth or experimentation. In conclusion, ultimately, the most important track is often the one that resonates most deeply with both the artist and the audience, serving as a reflection of the album's essence and leaving a lasting impression. Whether it's a title track, lead single, or an emotionally powerful song, its significance can shape how the entire album is perceived and appreciated. Well, many thanks, ChatGPT, but it's still song two. This was put together by me loading questions in to the AI server and getting the responses back, copy-pasting them and then reading them aloud. What this has given us is a platform to say that even AI can't decide if song 2 is the best or most important track on an album. And if we can't get AI to tell us, then what are we going to do? Well, we're going to keep asking artists and musicians, and we're going to keep putting in front of you more and more examples of just exactly how good song 2s are in the whole scheme of things. This has been Song 2 for Today Radio, put together by Stephen Stepslow and the almighty bots that are out there that we don't see doing all the work in the background. Don't forget to drop us a review, leave us a like, a star rating, and indeed subscribe. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode, and trust me, you're going to love this one because it's all about the Trouser Snake. Cheers!